I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host, with my wonderful wife, as always, Alexandria. How are you, baby?
Doing good. How are you?
Great. I'm great.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I get to do the show with you, talk about Grayson today.
Like we always do.
Another fun Grayson update.
Yes,
so much going on. It's super exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It is. This is one of our favorite episodes all the time. The last one I believe we did was the 50th, right?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Grayson on that one, yeah.
And we're
a bunch of other stuff, but we have so much more going on now. It's
and we're already up to episode crazy. 58. I mean, can you even believe that?
It's
insane.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff, though.
Yeah.
So
where do you want to dive in?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
I know, I beat you to it.
It's just like we can go out and, you know, we can order each other's dinner half the time now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, on the same page all the time.
It's scary. Grayson has been doing fantastic in therapy.
Big changes, yeah.
Big changes in him and our therapist, honestly. I don't know what has happened. But just a little rundown. Grayson has the best therapist. He has gotten us so far. He's just fantastic. He's very, very experienced. We're really lucky with him, honestly. I never want to lose him anytime soon. But Grayson takes to him. And, you know, sometimes me and him would go at it here and there. But since last week, things have completely changed, I'd say.
Yeah, like the past 2 weeks now.
Yeah. And now we're like this. It's just crazy because, you know, in the beginning, he was kind of like, well, you know, I don't know if you're too strict. I'm like, and you have no idea, you know. So now that, you know, Sean has gone back to work, things have changed. Grayson has homeschooling coming up and all of that. He starts next week. And, you know, now our therapist is like, it's all right. Like, take it easy on him. I'm like, what's going on with you? Like, you were always so strict. Because we're very, you know, tough on Grayson with therapy. And therapists are really tough on him. And but now he's like a pro. He's making so much progress. Anything you want to add? You seem...
Well, no, I'm just kind of letting you go. Well, I mean, you know, like... like Alex said, I went back to working full time, so kind of crazy schedule, but
yeah.
You know, so I have been around for some parts of therapy over the past 2 weeks, not all of it. I have missed a very large amount of it, I'd say probably 90% of it. You know, so that's definitely an adjustment. You know, because me and Alex were kind of like splitting a lot of that responsibility before. You know, now Alex is there all the time, you know, so it's a little different perspective and a little different, like, routine, you know, for Grayson and for the therapist, you know, between the two of us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's definitely changed. You know, with my schedule, I'm working all different hours, nights, days, all different stuff. So, like, you know, I could definitely see the difference in Grayson, like... He definitely is not used. He's not used to me not being here so much. So, you know, you could see when I come home, he's like super excited to see me now.
And, yeah. Whereas before, when you were working a while ago, he didn't even notice if you walked in. It was so different.
It's because that was like that was his life the whole time. So, like, he wasn't used to me ever being home that much.
Yeah.
So like now, like yeah, he's like. And there's even days where I've gone to leave, and he's like, "No, Daddy, don't leave."
He'll put his shoes back in the shoe box.
Yeah, like today, I went to go to work. I would put my shoes on the floor, put my shoes on. He grabbed them and threw them right back in the shoe box. Like, "Daddy, you're not leaving. You gotta play with me. You gotta sing and dance,
perform." That's his new thing. Yeah, we have to perform.
Yeah, there you go. You should go talk.
It's
about
so
that.
Funny because today he's now playing a song, and it's like, "Okay, the show is about to begin. Performers, take your places." And he makes me stand a certain way. I'm like, oh my God. gosh, I can't.
And when they,
and you have to clap.
When they applaud, you have to clap.
Yeah, and like you have your hands a certain way, and he's like, okay, just like that. And I'm like, the one day I'm out there dancing on the balcony, like in pajamas, like, and
people are like,
but I was having a ball. What was he singing? The Queen song.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
But sung by the Muppets.
Yes. So I'm outside singing that.
At 10 o'clock at night one night.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of the one part he would listen
and
to.
And Beaker's like, Galileo.
He loves Galileo. When I do that part. He loves it. It's so funny. And remember the one morning when he first woke up, he gets his iPad and he starts playing and it's like, Mama, and I'm like, Grace, and he's like, Dada, Dada, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
So it was really funny because like he had just woken up.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing he plays.
And we're
and
like,
when it's like, Mama, yeah, he's on Alex's side of the bed, like, Mom, get up, Mom.
And he's like, Dada.
And if she doesn't get up like right away, and then like, it switches over to Dada, like within like, I don't know, like 10 seconds. So as soon as it switches over, he runs around on the other side of the bed to me. Come on, Dada, let's go.
And we've heard this song, we perform to it like 80 times a day. So we're both like sitting there looking at each other like, oh, it's 6:30 in the morning. And then he's like, let's go outside on the balcony. You have to perform. And I'm like, I cannot do this, Grayson. And you'll do it for like 2-3 hours straight. And sometimes I'm like, 5-minute break. I need a 5-minute break. I need to eat something.
Oh, man.
So, but it's hilarious.
Oh, man. And now it's like, he also did the facial expression song today.
Yeah, this is my happy face.
So then he makes me do all the faces and stuff, but... I mean, he's also, today, what did he do? He did, he repeated you.
Yes, he was listening to a song, and it was like, do, 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 whatever, and I was like, Grayson, say do, and he's like, do. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That was easy.
He's been really into music, too.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. He had his little zebra keyboard out thing.
Yeah,
and
he's playing that.
You know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, yes. La, ti, do.
That happened yesterday. Now he's been playing the guitar with our therapist.
Oh, amazing.
He has his own band and everything, so he brings his guitar, and the one day he was like, open the door, go get him back, because our therapist had left for the day with the guitar. And he's like, no. I'm like, I promise he's coming back tomorrow. Like, you never wanted Ed to come back again. Like, you always was like, see you later, slamming the door on him. Now you're like, come back. Like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's been making so much progress, and that's why now the therapist, with me being so tough on him, you know, our BCBA the other day was like, God, it's just so different all of a sudden, because I'm like, get back to the table, do this, do that, you know, and, you know, our therapist had turned around and was like, she's kind of like me, very Mediterranean style, you know, tough and things like that. And that's just, you know, I have to prepare him right now because I need him to focus.
For school, yeah.
For school. And I need to get him to a certain point now. And I need to have that directional control again.
Yeah.
And we had that when we were doing therapy. And we have that, but in different senses, not in the working sense.
Yeah.
So I think just the beginning of homeschooling may just take Grayson a couple days to get used to it. And I say a couple days because with speech, we thought that was going to be a disaster virtually. He did bad the first session.
It's going to be...
And he did great.
It's going to be probably bad the first 2 or 3.
Exactly. So I'm doing some work with him now and just easing into it. Like, we do a little bit and then I'm like, okay, you're done right now. Thank you. Like, we're going to do a little bit more tomorrow. But as we do homeschool next week,
yeah,
it's going to be a very strict schedule, and we're doing 2 programs. So we're doing a preschool program that we had already enrolled him for, that he needs to work on some things like writing with that. And then we're doing kindergarten. So he signed up for the kindergarten homeschool program and the preschool. The preschool program, guys, if you are in the New Jersey area and you want to do virtual, please, please let me know. I will send you the information. It's a New Jersey teacher running it, and the products and the stuff she sends out and the projects is so well thought out. I was super, super impressed. I'm just super excited to get Grayson started. And I think this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful program. You guys can do it right at home. You can do it at your own speed. There's videos and they turn in work and they do, you know, pretty much everything. So let me know if you want that information and I will definitely send it your way. Have a look at it. It's a great program. So yeah, we're doing homeschool, kindergarten, preschool.
We took Grayson to the beach last weekend.
We did. He loved it.
And he was chasing the seagulls all over the place.
Yeah.
Every time the seagull, he would get close to it, it would take off and fly the other way, and you turn around and start chasing it and pointing at him flying through the sky.
Remember the first one I started chasing? I'm like, come on, go get the seagull. And that was it. He, every single one after that. Oh, yeah. It was the cutest thing.
He became
thing.
Obsessed with it. Yeah, definitely.
And then
definitely.
They would fly, and he'd watch. Like, he loves birds. He loves watching birds fly all
the
time.
And he loved
the
water.
Always,
he really enjoyed it.
And it was freezing. He loves that, though. So, tried to go in the storm drain a couple times. Or, like, get away from there. But, yeah, he was great. We got eaten alive by greenheads, which are...
But he doesn't.
Green flies.
They don't like him, so...
Yeah.
They pretty much like
him. Sean has
him
bites all over him. I don't have any bites.
Yeah. It's just my problem, I guess.
I don't get bit by... I don't really get bit. And I don't get bit by, like, mosquitoes or anything like that, really. So, it's a certain blood type they like. Oh, we have the same blood type, actually. We're both O. So that's not that then. There you go. That's proven. I just proved it. That is not true.
Yeah, that's a big fallacy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. See, you should have brought the CBD, the buzz with you, and you wouldn't have gotten bit.
Oh, yeah, I should have. You're right.
Now you know when you go fishing and all to keep that in your bag.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, me switching my schedule up and working some nights overnight and stuff like that, like Grayson was... He woke up in the middle of the night, the second night I worked overnight?
Oh, yes. It was
he woke
horrible.
Up at, like, what?
Like, I'm yawning thinking about it.
2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Wide awake.
And Alex messages me, you're not going to believe it. This kid woke up.
He never wakes up anymore. I was actually telling my girlfriend that. I'm like, he woke up last night. He never does this anymore. Like... And then you just knew he was wide awake. Like, he was bouncing. He was having a full conversation from 3:30 to 4:30 laying next to me.
Conversation with himself.
Yeah. All you hear is like, oh, no, 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 no. Because now, it's so funny. He says no all the time now. He's becoming verbal. He's babbling a lot. He said, do. He says, da. No, no, no. But now it's, oh, no, 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 no. So now, like, you'll be like, Grayson, I love you. He's like, oh, no, 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 no. It
well,
is
the shoes,
so
the
funny.
The shoes was great.
Yeah.
The shoe story?
The shoe story. Okay, so about 2 weeks ago,
I'm saving the best story, though, for last. We'll save it.
Okay. Oh, yes, I remember. So about 2 weeks ago, I ran down to my car real fast, and it was like 12:30. I had to grab, like, water or something out of there. So I run down, and I just throw Sean's Crocs on. I run down to the car, I come back up, and I kind of just, we have a shoe box, but I put them right on the side because they were a little wet. I think it was raining. So I put them on the side. Well, the next morning, Sean's laying on the couch because Grayson kicked him out of bed. 6:30 in the morning, me and Grayson walk down the hallway. Well, Grayson sees the shoes that I left out, and he walks over, and they're Sean's shoes. So he's like, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, da, 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 da. And he's picking up the shoes, putting them back in the bin. Like, Dad, you messed up. No, 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 no. We don't do this. And I was cracking up laughing, cracking up. He's something else.
Oh, no, 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 dad, 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 dad. This is not what you do.
Everything has to be cleaned up in its place. You can't have a cabinet open. Nothing.
What about my phone?
I love it.
I can't put my phone down.
It's good.
Anywhere.
He knows you forget it all the time.
I have to hold it in my hand constantly.
And he don't do that with me. He knows you forget it.
Constantly. Like, he wants something, I have to put it down because I need to use two hands to get his yogurt. But as soon as I pick up the yogurt, he's handing me my phone back. Like, Dad, you can't put your phone on the counter. You have to hold it in your hands. Like, I hold my iPad all day long.
I know. Like, that's what's, like, hard for him. You know, and lately, you know, after therapy, we've been going stretches. So, like, after therapy, he doesn't get his iPad for about 45 minutes. Before bed, he doesn't get his iPad for about a half hour, 45 minutes. And then what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be getting him the ALC device to increase even more speech. So we think he's ready. We're going to put off like a year or two, but we think he's ready. And the therapist and our BCBA said, absolutely. So we're going to contact insurance. They'll come out, do an evaluation, and we'll get started with that. So hopefully that will be in our possession soon. And I never knew insurance covered that because they're like $700-$800. So to find out insurance will help us and cover it is just awesome right now. So we're excited for that. We're excited to start homeschool. you know, we had said on the previous episode as to why we were doing homeschool. I think pretty much right now during the pandemic, everyone's almost virtual, right? I mean,
well, things are going back to school.
They're going back, but I know, like, I just saw today a couple schools, they're shut down. They're back to virtual again. They had an outbreak of 20, 30 kids, and now they're shut down again. So you just don't know. So what is school anymore? What is it going to look like? So, yeah, we decided to homeschool, and that's what we're going to do forever. If Grayson wants to try regular school one day, he can. But our plan is to homeschool. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to coming up with lesson plans and, you know, doing everything. I'm going to do our whole corner and rearrange all that.
It's going to be all decorated.
It's going to be a classroom.
Alex is a big decorator, if you don't know her.
It has to be good, you know. He's going to have a section for all his things, and he's going to know everything. He's going to know where, like, he gets his art, like, supplies.
I guarantee this year, as soon as the day after Halloween, the first day of November, all the Halloween stuff's going to come down.
No, we don't decorate the first week of November.
All the Christmas stuff's going to start going.
We don't decorate until the last week of November.
No, like after Thanksgiving. Right after Thanksgiving usually, but last year
we
did a little.
Well, that's last week, is it not?
Not always. It depends.
Okay, yeah, what day it falls on.
Yeah, but you know, we did it early last year just because of the pandemic and all, and being stuck in the house, and like, we got to do something.
Yeah.
So we did it a couple weeks early last year, but.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. I can't believe, like, I'm going to have a kindergartner this year. Like, next year I'm going to have a first grader. Like, I don't know what happened. It's crazy. Originally he was going to go into the preschool program, and now he's going into the kindergarten program because, you know, we just think the preschool program, he's done all this stuff for the past 2 years in therapy. And he's so programmed and conditioned now, and he knows them, and he knows all the other things. So we're going to do the preschool program, you know, once a week, maybe twice a week, kindergarten program all week long the rest of the week. Because right now with the preschool work, if we do that every day and we only do that, we're going to have a big behavioral issue on our hands, because with therapy, he has mastered these things. And once they are mastered, he wants to move on. He wants a challenge. So that's where we're at with that.
Yeah, it's
so
more like integrating him in a new way. Like, he knows, like, the, you know, he knows
colors, shapes, numbers.
And stuff like that.
Furniture,
but I think
all
now,
that.
Like, you know, he needs to, you know, improve on the writing and stuff
writing
like that.
Is
so,
a big
like,
one.
So now, like, obviously, like, writing.
Yep.
Taking instructions of, you know, coloring with the colors. He knows the colors.
The one,
so that's,
well,
like,
he colors every day.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they just started doing that.
Maybe, every day they color.
About 2 weeks ago. But,
yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, you know, like, not just writing his name, but, like, okay, write the letter A.
Right.
Like, write the number 8. And different, like, kind of combining those different skills together. So.
Yes. Yes. The one good thing we have on our side is he can read. And that's one battle I don't have to deal with. And, you know, that was one thing I always worried about back when I was pregnant, was like, God, it must be challenging to teach a child how to read, you know, that's gotta be a lot of work, but he taught himself it too. So we're good to go. It's so funny. Yeah. They put down stuff for him. Like, he's doing sorting now in therapy. So, like, he has to do categories. So he knows all the furniture, all the toys. What else is it? Transportation. And
I don't know. I haven't been in there where he's done that in a long time.
I forget. but he knows all that stuff. So, like, I don't even know where I was just going with this.
Well, he's learned all that stuff, how to categorize.
He's doing prepositions
things,
right now.
Prepositions under, behind.
All of that.
Guards, which of them go together, behind, in front.
Yeah.
Up, you know, up, down, all that kind
of
stuff.
And he has to do all of those things.
Like little two-piece puzzles and putting them together.
Well, not two-piece. He's doing the full ones.
The preposition puzzles.
The prepositions, yes. And then he is doing puzzles. He's doing full, you know, puzzles, you know, about...
Jigsaw puzzles.
How, what's that? I don't know.
Yeah, he's already... Yeah, he's
20 pieces, 15 pieces.
Past that, mastered that, so...
He does... Yeah. What, the puzzles?
Yeah.
Well, he just started on the rocket one. The bigger one.
Well, they've been... He's pretty much done that already.
Yeah, he's almost mastered out of that.
I mean, the other day, like... He had thrown his huge alphabet puzzle on the floor. It's probably like, I want to say like 50 pieces maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I was cleaning up. I was like, all right, I'm going to put this together real quick. I sat down and started putting it together. He runs right over, jumps in, and starts putting it all together with me.
I love it.
It's funny.
I love it. So. We're teaching him the straight edge and that, you know, the framing first. So that's what we're working on right now, is how to frame the puzzle, to look at the edges, and do all of that.
It's
so
good. Now,
and process.
Now when he goes to visit...
Grandpa.
Me, Mom, and Papa over their house.
He can help.
Yeah. His grandfather is just... like obsessed with jigsaw puzzles. I mean, he'll put like a 1,000-piece puzzle together in like 4 days.
Yeah.
So that Grayson can go over and help.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good at putting them together. We're not good at getting them off the table, though.
Oh, stop it. Let's not even go into that. That's a whole other story for a whole other time.
All right. So
anyway,
let's tell the story from yesterday.
Well, yeah, I saved the best for last. I wanted to go out on a big bang.
Okay. Do you want to tell it?
By the way, did you tell my mother about this story?
I forgot. No. I'm going to call her tomorrow and tell her. Maybe she's listening. I don't know.
I'm
not sure who's in here right now. It's delayed.
So, what did I just get home from work?
No.
I got home from work. I just got home from work.
You're right. You're right.
And, Alice was running out to a doctor's appointment, and I forgot to, I was tired, so I forgot to bring the blanket that was in the car for the dog into the house that she asked me to bring in. So I was like, I'll come down so you don't have to bring it back up and go back down. So I'm like, we both walk out, I walk down to the car, I come back up, I'm like, I can't get inside. The door is locked. Right? So... the door is locked. I run down the steps as fast as I can. I'm in my socks. I start running down the street as Alex is pulling away. I'm jumping up in the air, waving my arms like crazy.
I don't even
screaming.
See him.
She don't see me. I have no keys. I have no phone. It's, what, 8 in the morning? 8 o'clock in the morning. So I have to start knocking on the neighbor's doors.
Is that what you did?
And then,
you knocked?
This is Thursday now, so it's a Jewish holiday. Our apartment complex owners are Jewish, so the apartment complex
office
is closed all day. So I can't go there to get the extra key or whatever and have them come over. So Grayson's inside the house. I hear him screaming and having a blast.
I'm watching him.
Well, this was after.
So you call.
I knock on the neighbor's door, one of the ones that we know pretty well.
Yeah.
Some really, really wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? What happened? Like, yeah, you could use my phone. So he gives me the phone, and I call. Alex, of course, doesn't answer.
I'm like, I don't know this number. I'm not answering.
Right. So then he's like, do you want to text her? I'm like, yeah, sure. I give him the phone back. His phone's like all broken, so he can't get the screen back open to end the call. So like Alex's voicemail comes on. She if she listens to it, she's gonna hear like all us like, oh, can't get the phone off. Like, so I text her, I'm like, you need to call this number back. You need to answer right
emergency.
Away. This is an absolute emergency.
I'm thinking, like, what is going on? I just left you 10 minutes ago.
So I call back again. And she's like, I'm like, you locked the door when we left. I have no keys to get back in.
I'm like, I didn't lock the door. He's like, yes, you did. I'm like, Sean, I walked out first. I didn't lock the door. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Grayson locked you out. And I knew it was... I walked out and I said, just come here to the bottom and I'll give you the blanket for the dog. So Grayson was right behind Sean, and I thought, he doesn't know how to open the door, and I thought, oh, he's going to probably flip out when we walk out. But he didn't hear no crying. And then he must have just, because everything has to be right. So if the door is not locked, he's locking it. He knows all of that. But the good thing is,
he can't open the door itself.
Children with autism usually unlock the door and walk out. He stays in and locks it. So we are very, very, very happy for that.
She came back. She was watching him on the...
I'm watching cameras. Him on the camera coming home at like 70 miles an hour. I'm like, if I get pulled over, I'm just going to tell the cop, like, I have an emergency. My kid just locked my husband out. Like, so I'm flying home and I'm watching him and he's dancing. He's having a ball.
And then he's looking, I'm ringing the doorbell and talking to him through the door. And she said he was looking over at the door.
I'm talking to him in an intercom. I'm like, go unlock the door. Daddy is outside. And he's just like looking and... nothing. So then Sean, I watch Sean walk in on the camera because I come and throw my keys up to him and I, you know, leave right away. And I'm watching on the camera and Grayson's just looking real innocent.
I walk
innocent,
in and
like,
I'm like, you are a troublemaker. And he's just like looking at me with the most innocent look on his face. Like,
he was only alone
Daddy?
For about 6 minutes.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
You know.
And when I couldn't get a hold of Alex, I was like, me and the neighbor were literally about to break the door down.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what else to do at that point, so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, thank God he's safe. We're, everybody's good.
There's not much for him to get, like.
He never does anything. Hurt. You never have
But I mean, like, even him being locked in the apartment.
You never have to. There's not
much that he can do that.
He doesn't. The only thing he would do is he would look for us, and if he didn't find us, he would be upset. That would be it. Other than that, he doesn't touch our stuff.
He knew where we were. He locked us outside.
I know. He's like, I don't need you guys right now. Only when I need a yogurt, I'll come and get you.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. So, that's the story. So, yeah,
that's the Grayson update. That's the great story. We're recording this at night.
Yeah.
10:15, 10:20.
He's sleeping behind us.
He's sleeping behind us, which is great. He sleeps like a rock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting ready to leave.
And just
leave for work again. Worked all day today, and I'm going in to do the night shift from 11 till 7 tomorrow morning.
And then you're not coming home and going right to the next job.
I'm going back to the other job for 6 hours after that.
And then you're coming home, and we're going to open our anniversary wine.
Yeah, we didn't get to celebrate our anniversary 8 years this week, so we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it.
Have a bottle of wine.
Maybe we'll make a few TikToks like we do, you know. Pretty good at that. That's fun.
I'm going to need a nap tomorrow afternoon then. But I've recovered from this week pretty well. I've been able to balance that out, so.
Yeah, and like, you know, we said on the last episode, sorry about this week. I know the episodes were a little choppy. You know,
past 2 weeks, we've had a lot going on. A lot of family stuff.
Yeah.
Going back to work stuff, getting that schedule run out, you know, worked out, and some family stuff that's been challenging.
Yeah, we just said it on the last episode, and, you know, we want to ask again if you guys can just pray for our family. We would really appreciate it. So.
Yeah. So
that's our.
That's what we got going on. That's the show for today.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed it, guys. Obviously, check us out on Instagram, IG.
On Instagram, cool, under Instagram, Building the Puzzle. If you guys Facebook. Have any, you know, show ideas, comments, questions that you want us to talk about, you can also email us directly at buildingthepuzzle.com.
Yeah, always looking for stuff.
I'm sorry, buildingthepuzzle@yahoo.com. And you can find us also at buildingthepuzzle.com. And we're also on Like to Know It now, which is a huge, huge popular app. You can shop Grayson's favorites. That's what we're under. GREYSONS and then favorites. And that's pretty much it. Then we appreciate your support.
Yeah. Give us some ideas for some topics that you guys want to hear about. I mean, we have plenty of content we're putting together for, you know, future episodes, but you know, we want to give you stuff that you guys are interested in. That's kind of the point of the show. So if you guys have anything you want to hear more about, you know, please reach out to us and let us know, because that's what we want to do. We want to get you the information that you need to, you know, make your lives a little bit easier and, you know, smoother. So
we want you to like the show, you know. So it's like he said, it's about you guys. You are the listeners, so you have to like it. So might as well do something you want to talk about.
Exactly. You know, and if anybody out there actually wants to come on the show for an interview, if your child's autistic, we would love to have you. You know, so reach out about that, too.
And that reminds me, we are going to be having an interview on soon of that preschool program. So if you are in the New Jersey area and you want more info on that, please let me know. It's called the Stepping Stones Preschool. And we're going to have the teacher who runs it on our podcast.
Yep. And information on the program, like contact information, website, are in the show notes.
Yes.
So, all right. You have anything else to add?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think I talked enough.
Yeah, that's normal. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah. For Autism, Building the puzzle
one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.